bless your heart, Siri. Really wonderful encouragement, and great words. And it was great that Amber and Becky were with you at that time as well. I can remember us coming, all of us coming to there at that time. And God has been working with our faith even to that point, you know, to where we are now. And he's faithful, and all we have to do is stay with him, stay in that rest of God, trust in him. And there's been many different circumstances and situations, but we're still here by his grace. We're kept by the power of God. You know, Paul said to Timothy, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's in 2 Timothy 2:1. You know, so we're to be strong in God's favor. We're to be strong in that grace of God. And grace is that God does the work. It's not our effort. It's not our wisdom. But it's the inspiration and direction of God working in our hearts to do the things that he puts in our hearts to do, to speak the words that he wants us to speak. Like, you know, Paul said, I didn't come to you in, you know, with man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. His words were with authority. His words reconcile people back to God. His words encourage and edify people. And our words are to, is for edification. Edification there in the scriptures means to build up, oikodome. It means to build up, not tear down. We're not to tear down with our words. We're not even to judge one another, you know, but we're to walk with God and do those things which are pleasing in his sight, the things that he inspires us to do, the things that he inspires us to speak. And as we do that, we see God open doors, we see people's life change, and he gives us great strength. And, you know, for many years I was here, there was a time when I was here just by myself doing the things, you know, and there was no strength, no establishment, because, you know, there was lots of different things going on. And, but God brought the people that really wanted to know and move into my life. And, this is after we left this ministry. And I was the only one that in the whole of Bristol that wanted to do a fellowship. And I just began doing it. And, you know, because no one else was, not even the minister that was our minister at the time. He wasn't interested. And I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, God, what do I do? So I turned to the living God. So when we turn to the living God, he can direct us into the way that he wants us to move. And I can remember Kim also at that time, she got diagnosed with cancer and it was serious, but God sustained us and gave us peace in that troubling time that we could keep moving forward. And my desire in my heart was pushed towards God to really seek him. So when we seek God with all our hearts, you know, he will answer. He will give us the answers and the direction that we need. And he would lead us and bring the people also into our life where we can be strengthened. And God wants us strengthened. And it's through the sound words that we get strengthened. It's through receiving that word to your heart and then taking it seriously and to move with it and to commit to that. Like these words that are being spoken today, commit to them. You know, you can apply and practice this in your life. In verse 2 of that 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. So there's many witnesses to the testimonies and the power of God in our life. It says, amongst those many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. This is what I'm doing now. I've moved with God. He's kept me. He's strengthened me. He's brought me into the right places. And he's helped me. He's delivered me, healed me, provided for me. And then he strengthened me so that now I can strengthen others. Now it's the same for you. You can strengthen others because we're faithful. You know, we're faithful. We're full of believing. We're not full of doubt and questions or worries or fears. A faithful man is someone that's full of believing. Faithful man or woman. Okay. And it's the faithful that abound in the blessings. And sometimes there's things that God clears out so that we can move forward. And he's done that. And now we're moving forward. So we keep our focus with the encouragement that's being given. We're all privileged on this fellowship. All of us. Every single one of us. Because we are getting those heavenly words and that right direction from the Heavenly Father And it's those sound words that will cause you to flourish and grow as you receive them, as you're not worried about what somebody else is saying to you. And, they're not teaching the right thing or whatever. If you go, you'll get tossed to and fro like that, you know, so you make up your mind. You have to make that decision to commit where God wants you to be. You know where God wants you to be. So that's where you commit. You're doing it unto God, not unto a man or unto a woman or unto a ministry, but you're doing what the Father is directing you to do. And he's, you know, he is a God of order, a godly order. You know, there's no confusion. And so when people get focused and start to receive the words that you speak from what you're doing and speaking and practicing, then strength comes to them. And then they start to follow. They're like walking on our feet. And then they're following, they're imitating. Like God says in Ephesians, like Danny mentioned, be followers together of God as dear children and walk in love. That word follow is to imitate. So imitate those people whose ways are in Christ, those ones that are being led by the Spirit of God. And, you know, and signs, miracles and wonders will follow us. We will hear more testimonies of healing, of deliverance, of open doors, of great breakthrough in finances, breakthrough in health, because God is a God of life. And God is he's our source in everything. He wants us to really flourish and grow in every area of our life. Anything that concerns this life and living, God wants us to have the best in it. And it's when we get with God and say, okay, God, where do you really want me to connect? Where do you really want me to move? What do you really want me to practice here? And then when we get humble, we get rid of ourselves and our own ideas. I've had to do this myself. Then God leads you into that wonderful place of receiving from him. And as you do, as you follow, then the understanding comes. So there's a lot of things I've been encouraged. And I didn't understand it fully, but because I made the commitment to God that I would follow the encouragement I was given, then as I'd done it, then it was like an enlightenment. Oh, I see why I'm doing it this way. I see the wisdom of this. And then, like, you know, I was encouraged about connecting, like, you know, connect where God shows you to connect. So I started to encourage this, right? Now people are connecting, and I see the wisdom of that. Number one, you know who the ones that really want to know. The ones that are not going to just do it the traditional way because they've heard Kenneth Copeland Ministry share it or they've heard Joel Osteen share it. But they want the truth and they want the direction for them and what God's called them to do. So we're all on a journey. And for my journey to be successful, I need to be connected where I am. And so I understood this, and now I'm on that right path, right direction, and I know it. It's like a gnosko. I know it. I'm not in doubt. And when we're in doubt, that's what stops us moving forward. That's what stops us to really commit. And when you know you're moving in the right direction, then you're bold, you're free. There's nothing that's gonna stop you. No words that are spoken will make you stop, because you know, right? You know that you know that you know, and only God can give you that knowing from that Spirit of God. So we're all filled with the Spirit of God, and God says, now you use this ability. Okay, you've got the potential there, but it needs to be exercised. And so the way that is exercised is, number one, we speak in tongues. Okay, we speak in tongues much. It's perfect prayer. It's praise to God. It builds up that Spirit of God. It helps with your infirmities. It magnifies God. It's his Spirit bearing witness with your spirit that you are the children of God. And there's so many wonderful things that speaking in tongues does. And it's so important. And so when we begin to practice that, we accelerate in that. We become consistent in it. We become faithful in it. It's a natural thing for us to do. Whereas before we got born again, and then we got born again, it was really hard to do because the mind was fighting against us doing it, right? But the more we practice, the more fluent we got in speaking in tongues. And it's the same when we allow God to give us the words to speak. Like, I haven't premeditated what I'm saying right now. I'm trusting God. I'm opening my mouth and the thoughts are just dropping in there to speak forth these things. Now, this is the, like, God gave me a dream. He said, you know, anoint my fields with oil, feed my people. And that was to speak by the Spirit. That's what causes the things to grow. When we're speaking by the Spirit and people receive those words gladly, they will grow, they will prosper. Because it's not your words, it's God's words. It's God working in us. And Jesus Christ walked the same way. Now, he's not here. He's at the right-hand side of God. Okay, well, we're with him. Okay, but that Spirit of Christ is in us. It's the Spirit of God, which is called the Spirit of Christ. Now, we got the same ability to reconcile men and women back to God. It says, you know, we're in Christ's stead, and we've been given the word and ministry of reconciliation. Now, what is our business? Our business is God's business, and God's business is into reconciling men and women back to him by speaking those heavenly words as God arranges those doors to be open for us to speak. As people come to us, we encourage. Our words are to always encourage, never tear down, never to criticize. Maybe correct, but that will always be so loving that the people will just be so thankful for that loving correction, which is also direction for them to keep moving on that path. And so we trust God with these words. And like I said earlier on, I had someone call me today, and I don't really know them, but they wanted to speak with me. And God just gave me these perfect words for that person. I had not a clue what to say. And we was there for about an hour and 45 minutes. And the perfect words for her were perfect. And I know they were. And so this really gave me great encouragement. Because I understand it's not me. It's God by me. Like it says in 2 Corinthians 6:1, that we are fellow workers together with God. So God has given you the dream and the desire, like for you to live for God now, for you to be on here, you must have had a desire because you want to move in the right direction. You want to improve your life. You want to do things for God. And he's worked that desire in you. So now we just focus in on God and we say, Father, I will do exactly what you want me to do. I'm willing to connect where you want me to connect. I'm willing to follow the encouragement and the word spoken to me. I don't understand everything, but I know I will as I begin to practice this. So now seeing this way, it started with me. I went to India. I realized where I needed to be connected. I was connected in the wrong place. So I wasn't seeing the fruits. I wasn't seeing the answers. I didn't have no one call me for 3 or 4 years, right? Maybe a couple of people I would message here and there. But for real connection, God showed me what to do. So I done that. And when I come back home, God had people ready for me. People to encourage. People that were also wanting to move. And these guys at home followed. They connected. And I didn't know where they were in their hearts and minds. But, you know, they were sharing with me, okay, we want to do this with God. We want to get the things right in our life. So I just started to share. As God worked in me, they received those words gladly in the humble heart, and they went away and practiced them. I was shocked. Oh, they actually done what I said. But it's what God put in my heart to give to them. And then they started to be successful. But they started. You have to begin. Like, we begin with God. They began. And then they began to practice the encouragement. I practiced them. Look, if you really want to improve, you know, you need to honor God. You need to speak in tongues. And you also need to speak by the Spirit. That doesn't mean we neglect the scriptures, because we read them, I read them. But when I speak, I allow God to give me those perfect heavenly words, which is quick and energy. It gives energy. It gives life. Faith comes. And so when we make up our mind, this is where I'm connecting. This is where I'm going to be fed. We're not going to this internet ministry or that internet ministry or the local church down the road. We're focused. When you're not focused is when you need to go to this church and that church and listen to this teaching and that teaching from someone else, you are going to get messed up because not everyone's going to speak the sound words. So when you've got a focus, you follow that focus. If you think of the disciples of John the Baptist, they were with John, but then they started to follow Jesus. And I'm sure they weren't running back to verify Jesus' word with John. You know, well, Jesus told us this. Is this right, John? They didn't do that. They followed. They wanted to know. And Jesus said, okay, you want to know where I live? You come and see. And then Jesus spent time with them, encouraged them. Their hearts were on fire. And then they went and got Simon. And, you know, the thing is like, we live this life. And like I said earlier on, your perspective is down to what narrative you're listening to. Jesus said, be careful what you listen to. And everything that we're sharing is in the scriptures there. And Satan wants to mess up your mind. So if he can get you to look at the world, look at Ukraine and Russia and China, coronavirus and all these type of things, get you talking about it, get you discuss it, make you think it's the most important thing to speak about, then you're going to come into fear. And so Jesus said to Simon, Satan wants to sift you as wheat. What does that mean? Satan went to God. He wanted to sift Peter as wheat. He wanted to get hold of Peter's mind and scramble his thoughts and so that he couldn't even think, that he couldn't even know what to do. But Jesus said to Peter, I've prayed that your faith does not fail. When we look at the narratives, when we start paying attention to the world, then, you know, our faith can fail. You know, it can bring us out of the way that we're in. So we need to stay with God every day. And if you think about what happened to Jesus Christ through the crucifixion, what happened after that? Where did Jesus find the disciples? They were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. They were in a house. They locked the doors because they was afraid that they were going to be crucified like Jesus was. And Jesus come and stood and said, oh, you know, behold, peace be with you. Fear will lock you up. Fear will keep you bound. But God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And when you make up your mind to follow God and to live unto him, and this is a leaders meeting also, so we've got to remember we're here because we want direction. And the direction is that God really wants you to focus with him. He wants to lead you by his spirit. He wants to speak by your mouth. He's got great plan and great open doors for you to walk through. And so, like, the desires he's put in your heart here, bring them to pass. No, so if you want to move the word for all of your area or for all of the USA or for all of the UK or for all of Europe, you give that desire to God and you pray for that laborer. Jesus encouraged the disciples, pray for the laborers. Father, give me one person that's equal to a million people, that through that one person, many will come and you walk me through. You show me, you work in my heart, you encourage me. And no matter what goes on around you, keep that focus with God. Stay your mind on God. You know, keep your heart with him. Give him everything. Cast all your burdens upon him. And he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with supplication, you know, make your request known unto God. He says, cast your burdens upon him. And that peace, his peace, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When you give everything to God, no matter how long you've got to pray about, until you get there, you pray until you get your peace. You speak those heavenly words from your mouth until that peace comes, and that peace will come. And then God says, now you focus your things on whatsoever things are good and lovely and pure. You keep with God. You see yourself speaking his heavenly words. You see yourself ministering healing. You see yourself raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, growing out legs, restoring sight to the blind, restoring the healing to the deaf, and then encouraging people that they can really come out of poverty and into light, into abundance. God wants people to have every need met and have an abundance to give. This is the heart of God. And as we stay faithful to God and we stay connected to the sound words being spoken, and as we practice every day, no matter what is going on around you, you keep focused and moving with God. Keep that desire before you. Don't let the circumstances discourage you, because that's what they're there for. Whether it's family, whether it's finances, whether it's the world, whether it's the economy, you stay with God. He is your source of supply. If he can take care of the children of Israel, bring them out of bondage with all the gold and all the silver, lead them through the wilderness to the promised land, and those that believed entered that promised land. There were giants in that land. For them to get in that land, they had to overcome the giants. And Caleb and Joshua say, yay, we can overcome them. But lots of them murmured. And you know what? They didn't go in that promised land. They stayed and died in the wilderness. Whereas the ones that believed went in and possessed the land. And God blessed them. And it's God's heart for you to be blessed and encouraged. But he needs faith. And faith is consistent and persistent. It doesn't give up halfway through the fight. Faith stays on point at all times. And God is the one that strengthens you. God is the one that empowers you. God is the one that is leading you. And God has got those great before ordained works specifically catered for your life, for you to do, to bring glory to God. And God really wants you successful. He really wants you to flourish. He wants you to have many hundreds and thousands of people come to your path, and many come to be saved. Just like we hear about in India, one leader gets saved, next minute they've got hundreds of thousands or thousands in a fellowship. This is the will of God, and it is happening in UK, in Europe, and the rest of the world, and the continents of Europe, because this is the will of God, and it will come to pass. And we're moving God's word in all of the UK, in all of Europe, the continents of Europe and the world, from the north to the south to the east to the west. God's word is running very swiftly. When God's word goes to work, it runs very swiftly. It will accomplish the thing that he sent it to accomplish. So the words I'm speaking to you now, it will accomplish in you the thing that God wants it to accomplish. And it will prosper in the thing that God sent it to prosper in your life. So if your heart is open to the words that I'm speaking now, you're going to have great success, because that's what God wants for you. He's got a plan, he's got a future, and he's got an expected end for you. God says your end is going to be better than your beginning, right? You're going to have not only a successful journey through life, you're not only going to prosper, be in hell, but your end is going to be the best. You're going to have the best life. So I am living my best life. Like I think it was Amber said, she's living her best life. Well, let me tell you, I'm living the best life, and I'm at peace in my heart because I know my God is with me. My God is for me. I know I screw up left, right, and center at times. We all do. None of us are perfect. But I don't focus on it. I get up, I dust myself off, and I keep moving with God. And I say, Father, now you direct my heart. You open the doors. And I know he doesn't even remember that anymore. So, like, there's therefore now no condemnation, okay? And we're not under that law and sin and death, but we got the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which has made us free from the law and sin and death. And we don't give the adversary any consent to come into our lives. We rebuke him, we shut the door on him, and we move in that light. We move in that bubble of God. He's put a hedge of protection around each and every one of you. And he's keeping you. You are kept by the power of God as you stay in faith with God, as you stay declaring, as you stay moving. So that is what I wanted to share. That's what comes to my heart to speak. And so we speak what God puts in our hearts. Every one of us has got great heavenly words to speak.